What it is, what it ain't, what it's gonna be. This is Levi Bertie with another episode of the Old Nigga Section, live from the garage. Pretty sunny day, wasps flying by my head. It is gorgeous outside. It is absolutely beautiful. And how I want to start this thing out, first, by saying to the people of Palestine, yo, the Palestinians, I'm praying for y'all, praying for your safety. They have an all-out war going on over there, and it just makes me just say, first of all, that if you're listening to this on your iPhone, your Android, or computer, whatever the case may be, and ain't no bomb flying by your house, ain't no bullet fly through your window, you ain't running for your safety, you get what I'm saying? Like, yo, you blessed. Think about how good it is that you get to take the time out. Somebody's cutting grass. They're really, like, we really just do, think about what we do. We're just cutting grass. We're just manicuring grass, manicuring the yard. And there are people out there who are dealing with guns and the threat of losing their lives. Just like, save your kids, make sure your kids are safe. You know, you might have to stay behind. Like, this is the shit that you see in movies is people actually living it. And I just want to take the time out to first say to the, like I said, to the people of Palestine, to any oppressed people of the world, I am praying for you. And I really hope God appears and saves you from the bull jive that you may be going through, because it's not right. You know what I'm saying? And it's not okay. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might not make it anyway. I'm sorry, that was really ignorant to try to make a spin of the week in Houston. Yeah, that was really immature and stupid. And yeah. But like I said, man, be blessed. We got the time to just think about anything. You know, just like how women say, I manifested things. My women's intuition. Did you ever think to yourself that you manifested your man cheating? Do you ever think to yourself that you stressed out so much thinking about this man or this girl doing something that you matter of fact, I'm gonna do this for men and women. Did you know you maybe have manifested cheating without even trying? You may have just done it. Like, you may just sit here and just speak stuff into existence and do everything you can to put that energy out there, so it's like you just call. I know that bitch want him. That bitch was probably just working beside him at work, and now she like, well, shit, maybe I do want him. What happened? What did I get this from? And it was just like you like your little negative ass mindset is the Cupid to the whore for him. That's something you really need to think about, people. So just be careful of what you just, you know, like, be careful of what you. Can I put it? Be careful of what you put out there in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm starting to tell myself, just speak more positively. Like, just don't even think of the negative option. Don't put the negative option out there for my life. Just always put the positive option and the positive result. And I think if I put that out there, then I'll get, you know, I'll see though, you know, I'll see that good stuff manifest for me. So if I can think that the good stuff is manifesting for me, why can't I think the bad stuff is happening for the people out here in the world? Because if you out here just saying shit is happening, then it's probably happening. Like, I was listening to Say My Name, the Beyonce and them joint, the Destiny's Child, and let me pull up them lyrics. Because it was just like, that's a song that kind of just really just set off that women manifest cheating. Because it's like the stuff that y'all be saying and the stuff y'all be putting out there, I just be like, hold on now, what is happening here? Did you think that through? Hold on. Let me get the lyrics. Destiny's Child. to the Genius app, you got the absolute worst thing in the world. Like, I'm up here looking up this song. It's pulling up. Say My Name, Destiny's Child. It's pulling up some motherfucking Offset lyrics. You know the first thing that should pop up will Say My Name is fucking Destiny's Child. You think about that, Genius, Rob Markman, huh? Like, stop this bullshit. All right, so Beyonce and them started the song off. If you ain't running game, say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. You ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? What if I'm at work? What if I'm around my boss and I can't be booshy, booshy, booshy with you? Hey, baby, I can't do this. Hey, I have to get back to work. Sorry, my voice is going to change because I'm a little stern. Maybe I was in the middle of the Madden and you calling me talking about, oh my God, can you believe what Jennifer did? Oh my God, can you believe that? You know what Jennifer did at work? And you sitting like, what? Yeah. Why you not calling me baby anymore? You acting kind of shady. And it's like, no, I'm playing Madden and actually I'm losing right now. And just the fact that I'm sitting on the phone talking to you is already blasphemy enough. But let's go through it. First verse. Any other day I will call you to say, I will call and you will say, baby, how's your day? But today it ain't the same. Maybe I don't want to know how your fucking day was. You thought about that? Every other word is yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If I am in the middle of 2K, do you think that I want to hear anything else? That's what I'm doing. I'm on Cause when me and be like, we trying to get you the fuck off the phone. We being cordial because we really don't want to tell you that, man, I was really doing something that was really a little more important than this. But I can't really say nothing about that. So I'm gonna be cool, and we gonna stay on this phone and we gonna talk. But what is it? Okay, yeah. I'm just trying to get you on the phone. No, I'm not in the crib with another lady. Let's keep it going. If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me if I'm the girl that you claim. Hold on. We were on the phone, and because I was just like, okay, you think that I'm trying to play you. Think about it. Think about what's going on. You think that I'm trying to play you because I'm just saying, okay. I'm trying to get you off the phone. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday? Because yesterday was yesterday. If I told you I love you yesterday, why I gotta tell you today? You know I still love you. I just told you that yesterday. If I just told you you was my baby yesterday, why I gotta tell you today? Are you still my baby? Did your mama have to tell you that she your mama every day? I'm your mama. Yeah, okay, I came from her. That's my mama. Mom ain't gotta keep telling you that every day. So why the fuck I gotta keep calling you baby the whole fucking time? Driving me up the wall. I know that you said I'm assuming things. Something goes down, that's the way it seems. Shouldn't be the reason why you acting strange. Nobody's holding you back for me. Cause I know how you usually do when you're saying everything to me times two. Why can't you just tell me the truth? If somebody's there, then tell me who. Do you know who's being played right now, child? It's you. Because in your brain, you are now telling yourself that somebody's in the house, I'm trying to play you, and I'm fucking with somebody else. All because of what? Okay. You have manifested all of this shit in my life because I was trying to play the game and you wanted to talk. I don't want to talk when you don't. What? Oh my God, Jesus. Let's go. What is up with this? Tell the truth, who you with? How would you like it if I came over with my clique? Hold on. So because I said, okay, you are telling me that you are going to get mad enough to come over your house with your friends to try to attack me because I said, okay. Don't try to change it now saying you got a bounce. Yo, I don't even want to deal with your friends. Do you think I would deal with Shaniqua? You think I want to deal with her coming over to the house, bothering me, talking about, oh, hey, who you with? Who you doing? Who you doing something with? I ain't even did shit. Hey, this nigga loud as hell on that motherfucking lawnmower, you heard? I don't even know the fuck that nigga driving. But that shit loud, motherfucker. When 2 seconds ago, you said you just got in the house. You know what? You ever got in the house and then you realize you forgot something? I done got in the house from Food Line before and say, damn, I ain't even get no damn Limon. I gotta go back. I know I just got in the house, but I gotta go right back out now because I gotta go get some Limon. And I didn't get no gas like I said I was. And because I don't want to get no gas on the way to work in the morning, I gotta get the gas now. Hey, this is real old nigga shit. Nigga, that's the damn riding lawnmower, man. Why is he riding on the street down here? If you ain't cutting nobody yard in here, cuz, you need to keep driving. You messing up the recording, kid. She says the next part, it's hard to believe that you are home by yourself when I just heard the voice of someone else. What'd I just tell y'all? I was playing Madden, Grand Theft Auto, and NBA 2K. Do you know what's announcers up there? Do you know I can walk by on GTA and blow a horn and a girl gonna try to jump in my car? And she gonna say, hey daddy. She gonna come out and talk to me. And what I'm supposed to do, just say, hey, this, you know, there's nobody there with me. You are fucking crazy. You are manifesting that you just heard a voice. You know women, y'all always hear a fucking voice. Y'all ain't heard shit. You heard a motherfucking thing. But now you claim to just heard a voice that was just, Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name. The only person getting caught up in a lie, and this is random shit. I'm about to kill this fly while I'm recording. Come on back. I'm about to tear his ass up. Got the garage open, so sorry. Flies be flying there, coming here every now and then. And then, you know, they already know that they can't be in the house. And once they get in the garage, it's kind of... you're mine, you feel me? Like, you getting close to my Hennessy bottle, like, you're gonna die. Like, it's just point blank period. My hoodie, my vision board, all of that stuff, you over all this shit, you are going to die. So I ain't gonna, you know, so say my name, we ain't gonna talk about that no more, because that was just pure manifestation of bullshit. Oh man, I was going to do Like a Boy, but I think I'm going to do Like a Boy later. Because Like a Boy by Sierra was just, that just needs to be talked about as well. But yeah, the last episode I did talk about Fall the Dolls was dropping, and it dropped. Woo, 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 woo. I want to say this album to me, and y'all know I am Drake biased, but this album is pretty damn good. Now, there's been a lot of controversy going around because it seemed like, I don't know what it is, but it feels like this, somebody's just pumping bad information about Drake ever since the album came out. And he kind of responded to Joe Budden's critique of the album, which Joe was actually pretty nice about the album. He talked highly of it, but they took one clip of him saying something negative about it. Drake responded to it. And it was just been a whirlwind all weekend of just, you know, subs and stuff like that. And it's into the world, or at least the people who don't like Drake, they have already just started to just say, yeah, sensitive light skin nigga, rah, 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 rah. You know, so they love it. But the track list came out. First 8 a.m. in Charlotte dropped. Slime You Out came, but I didn't listen to Slime You Out. And then 8 a.m. in Charlotte came out. I was pretty excited as a North Carolina resident and a former QC resident. It was great to hear, you know what I'm saying, 8 a.m. in Charlotte is now going to live on forever. And it's beautiful. You know, I love that city a lot. So to get that type of shout out, it was absolutely gorgeous. But this album, the track list came out. You saw the first track, say Virginia Beach, and a lot of niggas were expecting a song dissing Pusha T, and it wasn't. This album wasn't really for dissing, it don't seem. This was about misogyny, toxic masculinity, cheating, toxic women, tricking, all the beautiful things in life. It was great. So I loved it. It may have some young things every now and then on a couple songs, but overall, I thought the album's fucking fantastic, man. I would be singing this shit out for you, but J. Cole came through the album, did his fucking thing, and just went crazy. Chief Keef was hitting it. It was in there just for a hot little second. Some little dude named Yeet. I thought he was Young Thug, but Lil Yachty's up there. SZA's up there twice. Sexy up there with Sexy Red. And just overall a good album to me. I ain't gonna talk about it much. I'm gonna do a full review on YouTube for it. Cause I fuck with the album. Speaking of sexy, ladies, I'm sorry. A lot of us men do some real dumb shit. And this one, I'm gonna, to the guy who fucked Sexy Red and posted it on her IG and all that stuff, I just want you to know that you just make us look bad, yo. Dudes, if a woman allows you to record her in any kind of sexual way, you keep that shit to yourself. That shit don't need to be shown to your boys, your homegirls, nobody whatsoever. There's no excuse for it. There's no reason for it. It's just simple as that. Sorry, that was a fly swatter. But like it's no excuse for it. You have to protect women. Women, you have to protect men. Like, if somebody shares their private parts with you, that don't mean that their private parts need to be out here on the street. Simple as that. Ain't no excuse for it. So I want to apologize to Sexy for that happening to her. Damn, what else I want to talk about today? Cause I really wanted to go deep into that Drake shit, but I ain't gonna do it. I would go into, well, you know what? I could talk about what he said to Joe. Now, this was pretty damn harsh, and I'm gonna read it out to you. Joe Budden, you have failed at music. You left it behind to do what you're doing in this clip, because this is what actually pays your bills. For any artist watching this, just remember, you are watching a failure give their opinion on his idea of a recipe for success. A quitter give their opinion on how to achieve longevity. You switch careers because the things that pop into your brain had you broke, living check to check, and the raps you write had 450 men showing up to your shows in dusty NYC jeans and to screw their face to mood music 29 and pretend that you are the GOAT. Please, to any artist that's doing what they feel is right, don't let these opinions affect your mindset after the fact. This guy's the poster child of frustration and surrendering. You retired and we never hung up your jersey. We don't even remember your number. We know you for doing this. You withdrew from rap not because you accomplished all you need to, it's because it wasn't working for you. I never want anybody in the generations to think that the whole everybody's entitled to their opinion is a real thing. This man is projecting his own self-hate and the fact that I did and continue to do everything he wanted to do for himself. If you need it put in simpler terms, I own a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973. And flies first class on special occasions. That was pretty harsh, man. As a Drake fan, as a Joe Budden podcast fan, that was pretty damn harsh. I didn't listen to Joe's music much, but they can't call him a failure because he's known for music, so he can't say he failed. There's a lot of people who never got that song heard. You get what I'm saying? So, call him a quitter. That's got all. Good gracious! Think of if somebody call you a quitter. That's just like, damn. Because then you got to ask yourself, well, did I quit? Did I retire or did I quit? Or did the game retire me and make me quit? So that's something you would really have to ask yourself. Use a rap. I'm not a rapper, so I can't really say that. But it's like, it's just like when I didn't do a podcast and I just stopped doing it. Did I not want to do podcasts? Did just thoughts just stop? No, they didn't. But when you recording shit and you realize ain't nobody playing it or listening to it like that, or engaging the stuff with you, maybe that would force you to do so.
Wow.
Now, whoa. A few months ago, Joe had a conversation with Nori, and he talked about all of the people who quit on podcasting because they didn't get everything that they want to get from it, or retired and stuff like that. And for Drake to turn this shit right back around, not only a couple months later, turn that same shit around and flip it on him and say that he was the quitter because he didn't get everything he wanted to out of it. That's the exact same thing he said about podcasters, because I ain't gonna let that shit hit. I was just like, damn, nigga, I'm gonna keep doing this shit even though nobody listen, just because I don't want nobody to call me no damn quitter. I really thought about that shit, like, nah, because we were doing Clean Your Microwave, and then I don't know what's going on there. Herman did say we're gonna try to do something. Hopefully Maya respond. And if Maya, if you listen to this, what did I do? Why did you block? It's like you just blocked me on everything, and I ain't did nothing to you. But yeah, that was pretty weird. Damn, yeah, that quitter shit really hurt. And then it's I own a 767, which is I think that's a jet. And you own a modest house. So he's probably saying my jet costs more than everything that you do. So I fly in my own jet, and you live in a house. Oh, good gracious. That shit's pretty harsh. Yo, hey, people, stop being mean to people, man. Like, just chill out. Find something else to say to motherfuckers. Don't just say anything that'll just be the meanest thing you can possibly think of. That shit is not cool. Oh, well, you know what? I just thought about it. Now I'm about, how many minutes? Well, I'm about 21 minutes in. So if you got this far, then now I can just really talk. The other day I talked about having a big announcement, and all like one of the top five news. And I guess if you got this far, then fuck it. I'm not ashamed of what's going on. Hey, man, my son is having a child. I'm gonna be a grandfather. Yo, I've had some really shitty months. The last 365 was shitty. I learned, I growed a little bit, but yo, I'm going to be a grandfather. It's gonna be some shit that I have to change. The things that I used to tell myself before Cam was coming, just like, all right, I gotta be prepared, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do this, I gotta have, you know what I'm saying? I did not prepare properly. I made some mistakes on the way to Cam being here, and even though I was a father, I still think some of the things that I could have done could have changed his reality, and changed our reality, and changed probably where I am today. And I didn't. So since my grandson is coming out, and I know you're probably listening to this saying, how you know it's a boy? How you know it's a boy? Well, I only make boys. I'm 100% from the field on boys. Even babies that I thought was mine was boys. You heard? Like, anytime girls even ask me, like, I think you might need to take this test, I think I'm pregnant, they all turned out to be boys. Like, every time. Name my, I mean, well. Oh, no, that's too bad. That's not bad. But if somebody popped up and just said, Levi had a child out here, I would be happy. I would, you know, take care of the child. Because if I do have one out there, I want to be the father to my child. But the point I'm making is that I'm still 100% from the field. And so because I'm 100% from the field, Cam is going to be 100% from the field as well. And I already know my grandson's name. You heard? Like, I'm excited. So that was my big news, man. And I just have to prepare. I have to do better. I know I got to stop smoking. I got to stop drinking. I told myself I want to go to Jamaica one more time, maybe in Vegas one more time. Oh no, I want to go to Cali. and I'm gonna go to Jamaica one more time, and then after that I just want to just get my life together and get myself right, because I need to be a grandfather and be the best grandfather possible. Point blank period. I have to be a good grandfather. I have to be a good man in general. So making sure this child is good is my responsibility. Even though, you know, people may say, well, ain't your child and stuff like that. Like, man, yeah, it is. If my baby having a baby, nigga, what? Nigga, I'm there. Nigga, I'm 10 toes down, 100% in there when it comes to this. Like, dog, I have to. You know what I'm saying? He got dreams and stuff that he still want to, you know, achieve. I'm want to help him get to those dreams as well. So the first step is getting my shit all the way together, getting all the way clean, and doing shit right. Every single day, just striving towards doing the right thing, the right way, and being who I'm supposed to be. That's all, and that's really all I think about now. Like, that's, I don't even know what to say. Like, yo, like, that's what this shit is about. Yo, this is my motherfucking legacy on the line. You know, I got, like I said, I mean, I ain't number 43. I can turn shit around and turn this shit upside down, nigga, and be a whole new person. This doing 10 times better than I ever was. And that's my goal. That's what I plan to do. Not plan. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to win. So when my grandson come out, then, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be good. So that was my big announcement. I'm just scared. Because what if it is a girl? And I see how my niece Jules, she got me on the string. Not to get me on the string, but she could pretty much just tell me what to do and I'm gonna do it. It's just bad. Like the other day, I was taking her to her dance class, and she I guess she left her ballerina stuff at my mom's house in Bertie. And so she just like, I'm the only person who don't have a leotard. Oh my god. Like just started crying and stuff. I'm driving, I'm just like, what? Child, why are you crying? You talking about a damn leotard? Girl, where's the leotard at? I called the school, said, yo, where do you want me to get her one at? I'm going there right now. I went straight there, got that leotard. I didn't think twice. Like, you know, usually when I get ready to buy something or do something, I start counting my money. Like, hold on, nigga, how much I got? What do I do? I didn't count a dime. All I knew was she wanted it, and if it meant that I was going to go without, then I'm just going without. But she gonna get that damn leotard today, right now. And she got it. So if Cam just so happened to give me a granddaughter, oh my god. Yo, I'm scared. Like I'm totally scared. Like 1000%, 100% afraid of how I may be. Like, who the fuck am I? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like what? That shit is just, I don't know. So y'all gotta pray for me and pray for my grandson. Pray for my son and pray I go to church one day. I feel like I need to go to church again. I feel like I just feel, you know, sometimes you just get that call, like something just calling you. And I must say, even though I still fuck with a lot of different religions and a lot of different religions and some of the things that they do, I still just sometimes the church is just like, just come back sometime. Even though I know some bullshit behind it, punk ass bitches ain't put all the stuff in it. I just feel like I just gotta do it because it's just like, I don't know what's out there. I don't know what happens in the end, but I at least want to cover all bases and say I tried. Or that I was in position just in case. You know what I'm saying? So I wonder, like a year from now when I record, because if I go back a year ago from now, I ain't mentally, I'm done better, but I think just y'all just lost so much. Like mentally, it's just like I started seeing people differently. I guess they saw me differently too. Just everything changed last year, and then early this year, shit was just death. But no, matter of fact, between the last 365, it's been a lot of death, really. That shit fucks with me, dog. Like, cause I just be, you know, I'd be happy to say that I'm here. Like, I'm like, all right, well, at least God chose me to be here. And it's like, what are you doing with it? What are you doing to make this shit better? What are you contributing to Earth to make Earth better outside of going to work? Like, what are you really doing to make a real mark on this Earth? There's some legends out here who makes real. I ain't talking about no fucking. I ain't talking about no motherfucking basketball players and no shit like that. I'm talking about some real life changes. Like, I wonder who are those people of today, like, and what can I do? What can I do? I just, you know, I always felt like I was just, not to say different or better, but I just felt like I'm just here. I've always said I'm here for something different. I'm here for some shit that really gonna mean something. I just don't know what the fuck it is, but we gonna figure this shit out in this process. Cause it's like, if I'm the same person, then it's like I gotta work a little harder. Because right now, if somebody said, well, is this the same nigga from before? Because to a degree, I have been. I haven't made many changes. My changes have been small, like being faithful. Like, I know that might not sound like something this big to everybody, but that shit for me was like huge. Like, yeah. Am I cheating? No. Have I smelled any new pussy? No. I ain't even been to a strip club. Do y'all know how hard it is for me to just not know what some different pussy smell like? Like, I don't even want to do nothing sometimes. Like, I just, if I went to a strip club, I just want a girl to just spread her ass, cheeks, and pussy and just flap. And just let the shit just blow on my motherfucking nose. Like that type of shit. That's the type of shit that I miss every day. But I'm just and to know that I have not done that, it's like, to me, I'm looking around like, nigga, you been that nigga. I've been surprised myself, like, yo, you been doing great, nigga. What? Are you really doing this shit? You really doing all right, big dog? Like, I really, and I'll sit back and be cheesing about something like that when I know the average person is like, what in the fuck are you talking about? That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. And for me, I'm sitting back like, nigga, that shit, nigga, I am pleased. I am overjoyed with my behavior when it comes to just being faithful and not fucking nothing or attempting to fuck anything, stuff like that. Like, you just gotta celebrate. You gotta celebrate your wins in your own little way. You know what I'm saying? So, in that way, I think I've been a better person. But I still need to do a lot more. I gotta get stronger. I need to lose weight. I'm fat as a fucking hog, and doctor, you know, shit getting real, so it's time to turn it up a notch if I really want to be here on this earth. And if I'm gonna be here on this earth, I need to do earth right. If I'm gonna do earth right, that's the only way I'm gonna win. And if you ain't here to win, then what the fuck you doing here? This is where we at. This is the life. This is what we doing. So I'm gonna turn this off. I'm gonna go take steps towards being the man I'm supposed to be. take the steps to be the best version of you as well. Don't be no deadbeat dads or moms out here. If you know some, talk to them, try to educate them, help them get to, you know, a better place so that they are not deadbeats. You know what I'm saying? And deadbeat don't mean just not being there financially, stuff like that. I'm talking just like being there for your kid. Like hold a conversation with them. It's about regular shit. It might mean a lot to them. Shit, it might mean a lot to you. Think about it. But yeah, just do right. And keep evolving. Do right and keep evolving. Love y'all.